Hi everyone, this is the first episode of Smutty Unprintable Vulgar, and I'm so excited to finally get my notes together to start this podcast reviewing specifically my favorite type of books, dark romance novels, kind of the ones that cross lines. If you ever read a review online about any book that people would find disgusting or repulsive in some way, those are the books I'm going to be reviewing. That's how I pick them. I really look at reviews and see, okay, they're really fired up about this one. More than likely, I'm going to like it. So I want to go ahead and do a disclaimer right from the beginning that I will do some spoiler alert. And I know for some people, they feel very offended about it. For me, if I hear a person or read a review that gives me some spoilers, but I find that the reviewer is excited about the book, listen, they can't take away that experience from me. All I gotta do is read the book and I would get my own experience from it. So all they're doing is making me passionate and excited about reading that book to delve into this world, this dark world. So that's exactly what I'm trying to do here. In no way am I offending or attempting to offend anyone here with a spoiler, but I'm gonna let you know ahead of time, if you don't like any spoilers, you might want to reconsider listening to this. So I just wanted to make sure that that is a disclaimer. Anything goes. If a writer writes about any line that deals with possibly non-consent, rape, incest, any taboo topic, right? We're going to be talking about that stuff in here. I'm going to be reviewing those books. Since I'm still in the process of developing this structure here, I do have a rating for each part of the book to address maybe categories that I would want to know as a filthy, dirty reader. So I want to make sure that you get that same experience as well. And so I've developed that that scale, but it might change in the future, of course. So the following categories are going to be what I'm going to review as a way to structure my reviews, I guess. The first one is going to be ratings 1 to 5 stars, right, on character development. Number 2 would be foreplay, any foreplay scenes. Number 3, the darkness level. You guys need to know that, like I need to know that. And number 4 is going to be the hotness level, also known as the sex scenes. That's kind of basically what I'm going to be rating here. And I might be giving you some spoilers, some examples, maybe some dirty, filthy quotes. I don't know. But let's talk about today's book. And today's book is Fear Me by Bibi Reed. And I got to say, this one here always stayed in my mind, which is probably why I wanted to pay the ultimate respect for this book. It really crossed the lines, friends. It is like... First of all, I'm going to kind of give you a little brief summary of it. And I mean brief, but it's about Kieran and Lake. And Kieran actually, the name actually means the black one or the dark one, something like that. And which, of course, tells you that he's a bad boy. This is an enemies to lovers type of trope, specifically the bully trope, right? So Kieran is a bully. So this book starts off with Kieran bullying Lake at 10 years old. But during their teenage years, and it must have been somewhere in junior high or high school, I don't remember. But he gets taken away and he has to leave the school. And she gets blamed for it because apparently he perceives that she told on him or ratted him out on something or set him up with some kind of situation that would have got him arrested and taken away. So he was already bullying her to begin with, but now he's really mad at her. So he's come back and he's come back for her to pay up what she owes him. And he makes it very clear from the beginning that basically nobody is to go out with her. Nobody's to come near her. And she has never been asked out by any of the boys. And she never understood why. And that's Lake for you. Now, Lake is described as, what did her best friend describe her as? A Barbie ballerina, a blonde Barbie ballerina. So she's very graceful But don't you be fooled. What we like about Lake is that she does talk back, but I don't want to move forward yet on this one. I want to just keep telling you kind of the description of what Kieran looks like. And according to what we see, Kieran is kind of like this tall, dark, and handsome. Definitely does not look like his age, which is the teenage age. And I think he's like 19 or something, right? So we're reading that he has come back to the high school that they all attend. Him, his friends. He's a jock. He's a basketball player jock. And she's basically, I wouldn't say a nerd, but not really very popular. And she has a best friend named Willow. And now the Broken Love series, which is where Fear Me is part of, there's Fear Me, Fear You, Fear Us, I think. And then there's Fearless. And the story basically is a series of the friends that are in that high school. Now, I want to talk about the first category here, which is character development. Now, what you're going to like about this book and its strength really lies in the writing. You see that Bibi Reed really develops these characters beautifully. I mean, you do get the perspective for the majority. It's the first person perspective of Lake Monroe. And we don't know what Kieran is thinking, but we kind of can see his actions through Lake's perspective, which is hotness on another level, you guys. Because I don't know about you guys, but I don't want to know what the person is thinking. I don't want to know what the alpha male is thinking. I just want to see his really savage-like Neanderthalic actions. So there is no reason why I need to burst my bubble by letting me know what he's thinking or what he's strategically planning. The less he has to explain himself, the sexier it gets. And that's what we like about Kieran, is that he doesn't have to explain himself much in the story. He has no remorse for anything he does. And you really start to hate him at first. And what's really great about Bibi Reed's writing is that she doesn't make Lake into a victim. She's a back talker. You know, she's very smart, witty, fighter. Even though she doesn't stand a chance with Kieran, she keeps on fighting. So we love Lake, and she represents all the women inside of us, right? That's reading that book and like, oh yeah, Lake, give it to him. But Kieran, he's the anti-hero, a great demonstration or example of the anti-hero. He really has no second thought or self-doubt about what he's doing to her. And the level of cruelty, friends, is just, I'm going to talk about that in the darkness category, but I'm just trying to walk through it. So, like I said, you get to really not like Kieran, but slowly you start seeing that he's conflicted, he's complex, because he's very protective of Lake. Right? Doesn't let anybody talk to her. Doesn't let, you know, isolates her, sure. But he does it out of being protective of her. And he's the only one that's allowed to hurt her. He's the only one that's allowed to mistreat her. So very hot, very hot. So that makes sense why we see Kieran in the beginning of the story and we want to punch him in the face. As a matter of fact, if this book was real, I think many women would probably want to punch that anti-hero. But because this is an escape, right? This is a book, just a book, friends. It really shows us the need for Lake to be owned. She represents a lot of the women in us that kind of like is attracted to the darkness and is conflicted by it, but wants to go towards it. And that's, I think, we can all relate to that as women, right? At one point, we've met the bad boy. We wanted to go to that dangerous place. And that's what Lake does for us here. She represents that, and she does it beautifully. Kieran now uses humiliation. He uses degradation. There is plenty of scenes that really cross the lines when it comes to how he blackmails her, what he uses against her. And you kind of tip over the edge and what is clear consent. No, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to tell you. I don't think there's consent in this bitch. I think mostly it's really iffy, B.B. Reed. I got, it's like, it crossed that line and just trotted way the heck over it. Because I don't think it's consented. I mean, because we hear perspectives or read perspectives, the Lake's perspective, we tend to get a perspective of her inner conflict, which she likes it, she's aroused by it, but at the same time, you can't get if she's accepting of it or not, if she's consenting of it or not. Like, it's not clear. And I kind of love B.B. Reed for doing that. I mean, she's that's pretty bold writing right there. You want to chuck that book halfway through because you're like, what the f-? I mean, it's your jaw is drops to the ground. People have to like skip over it when you're reading this book because it crosses those lines. Don't let it fool you. It crosses those lines. So I give the character development 4 out of 5 because it was excellent. Excellent development of characters. We love them. We hate them. And any characters that ignite those feelings in me, oh man, it's well done. Well done. Okay. My number 2 category is foreplay. Now, I gave it 4, also 4 out of 5 stars. And the reason why I did that is because there was a lot of oral sex in the beginning, right? There's a lot of humiliation. So there was a scene, the first time Kieran did anything sexual, I think it was the first time, right? Well, he fondled her. Definitely. But I think the main scene, I think the beginning of the scene, the foreplay started when he's been driving her to school. And he, of course, because he's so possessive, right? He wants to know where she's at all the time. They go into a classroom where it's empty. People, teachers and students haven't come into the class yet. He makes her take off her panties. And I think I want to say, and you guys, you let me know later I think he puts the panties in her mouth and he makes her lean on one of the desks or get on the one of the desks and he eats her out. And it's such a sexy, sexy scene. There's another scene where he blackmails her. He keeps telling her that he's going to kill her. And he asks her how bad do you want to save her? And she says, really bad. I really want to save her. So he tells her that she needs to give him a blowjob. And so she's on her knees. He puts a belt around her wrists and she's about to, well, I think she starts giving him a blowjob, but he tells her it's not enough and he pushes her away. And I think people walk in on them, like her friend and, or a friend and her boyfriend walk in on them and they see this very degrading act and Lake is like laying back and I think she's topless or some shit. And oh boy, it's just like, I felt so bad for Lake, but again, it was hot. It was really hot because it was like, you could tell he was turned on. He was aroused by it. And he was just telling her not good enough, but we know it wasn't the truth just based on his response, his breathing and all that good stuff. So we know he was lying, our alpha male. So yeah, I would say a whole bunch of foreplay acts, spanking, putting her over his knees and taking out down her panties and spanking her, making her touch her toes and spanking her because she's just deserves punishment, right? For not following what he says. He tells her to stay at home that one day and she shows up at a football game where he's at and he spanks her as a punishment. Ugh, love it. So a few other scenes that I think it would just be worth just even if I told you about them, I think you would, the whole experience of reading it is stunning. And so I don't want you to miss out on that. So yeah, 4 out of 5 stars for foreplay. I was certainly into the foreplay for a while. I gotta say, for a while. It was perfectly done. She got me ready. She got me ready for the hotness level that's about to come. But before I get to the hotness, let's talk about darkness level. I'm going to say also darkness would have to be 4 out of 5. And let me tell you why. I think it is because the consent is so, actually it's not even blurred. It wasn't even there. He uses blackmail, humiliates her tremendously in front of people. He doesn't care. I mean, she's a fighter. And I think in that we appreciate him because he makes her stronger, right? He's also got that protective nature. He's, again, going back to, I'm the only one that can hurt her. Nobody else is allowed to do that but me. I mean, come on, that's pretty sexy. And so, but the darkness level is there. I'm going to give it 4 out of 5 because it tapped into, first of all, she was a virgin. He took her virginity away. But I want to tell you that about in the next category, but I don't want to, but even how that happened just tells you how dark it went, because it's not necessarily consent. I'm going to read that part to you so you kind of get an idea of what occurred. Okay. Let's see. What else did I miss on that? Darkness level. Yeah. 4 out of 5. There's not much explanation here. Humiliation. There's sadomasochism definitely going on with Lake. She likes it. She tries to stop it, but he uses blackmail and she gets confused and she likes it and she's conflicted about it. Completely Neanderthalic, savage, barbaric beast. We love him. So a lot of women, if they read this, would get angry. Okay. Now, if you're the type of woman or male that reads these books and don't get angry, you'll love this book, right? This will be a turn on for you. You'll love it. Okay. So darkness level, 4 out of 5. Okay. Talk that one to death. Okay. So final category here would be the hotness level. And I want to kind of reserve that for the sex scenes, and the sex scenes, damn hot. But let's talk about the virginity. She turns 18 just in time. he's a little older, but she turns 18 just in time for her to have her virginity swept from under her by Kieran. And so I'm going to read that part to you. All right. It starts with the beginning of quote here. When he reached for my panties, I finally got a hold of my senses and grabbed onto his hands to stop him, but he took those away from me too. I was left bare and shaking on my bed. I should be screaming and yelling and cursing, but I wasn't. Instead, I watched him devour my body with his eyes, and I could see a hint of approval in them. He pulled me up again and ordered me to finish undressing him. I reached for his jeans with nervous hands, unbuttoned them, and slid the zipper down. I grabbed onto the waist of his jeans with both hands and slid them down his legs, all the while keeping my eyes on his, letting him see my disdain and praying I was shielding my hunger. You can keep fighting it, Monroe, but my dick will be deep inside you before the night is over. We have all night. There's no one here to save you, no one to hear you scream, no one to see you come. A slow, steady throb began between my legs from his threat. Lie down and spread your legs for me. Now, oh boy, I would read more, but basically, this is kind of the beginning of it, just to say how he's gonna, how he's gonna get her done. But you already can tell the kind of writing, right? It's very sexy, very arousing. It doesn't hint at it. It basically says ownership. Just do it, because there's a threat behind the way he says things, and she complies. And her nervousness, since this is her first sexual act, full sex, full penetration, she's really nervous and she knows it's about to happen. So let me go to another part during this first sexual act. And he says, as in, no, not sexual act, I'm sorry, the act of sex, period. He says, look at me, he demanded. I let my gaze travel to his face and saw the anger. Don't hide from me, he growled. You should be used to it by now. I've hidden from you my entire life. The deep hatred that flashed in his eyes, more than I ever seen before, was my only warning. He covered my body with his. So skipping a little bit, and then he says, I'm going to fuck you now. And when you had more than you can take, I'm going to do it all over again. And I won't let up, no matter how much you beg me. He's definitely at this point is showing no remorse. And he's about to, you know, take her virginity. But there was a part right before he does it, and he's kind of at her entrance, at her vaginal entrance, and he says, take me, baby, right? And so this is the part where you're like, oh, you know, you start thinking, was that consent? Because she's saying, I can't do it. And he says, yes, you can, and you will. He says, take me, baby. And that's the part where you're like, iffy. I mean, did she say yes? Did she say no? Is he remorseful for the act? But it doesn't seem like he is. So we love that. We love the vagueness of this consenting issue. I mean, it's so damn vague. I think it's non-existent at times. Good job, BB Reed. Good job. All right. I think that's all I got. So I gave the hotness level, I got to say, definitely another 4 out of 5 stars. The originality of the story lies in the storytelling, not necessarily in the trope itself. I mean, we've all read the bully and the one that's being bullied and the enemies to lover trope. I mean, that's a common trope. But I like how this was done. I mean, I read so many bully books. This one there does it the best. If I was to make the first referral for everybody to read when it comes to bully novels, this would be the one I would make everybody read. That's why it is my first episode. And so, I hope that helps and gives you an idea of what to look forward in this book. It's a great book. The characters are very lovely, is the best way to say that. They have their dark aspects. They have a little bit of their light, and you get to see their insecurities. You get to feel the insecurities of Lake and relate to her. She's very relatable. And so is Kieran. He humanizes as the story goes on, and he humanizes through the perspective of Lake. Excellent story. Very sexy. Hotness level, like I said, 4 out of 5. I mean, I'm blown away that this does not get as much love as it should. And I think it gets extremes. Either people really love this book or, you know, really hate it, put it on their hit list. But yeah, on my end, people, I'm loving it. Basically, in all categories for me, it got 4 out of 5 stars. All right, you guys, thank you so much for joining me tonight. I'm so glad that I get to start this. I've been thinking about it for a while, and I don't even know if anybody's going to listen to this, honestly. I do have an email account, and it's really easy. It's smutty.unprintable.vulgar@gmail.com. And you guys can email me any suggestions of any books that you think I need to be looking into, especially when we're talking about this genre. I've also wanted you to know that this is available on Audible as well, and it's narrated beautifully. I don't remember who the narrators are, but you really enjoy them and their dramatization of the story. It's believable. It's a female voice that does both the male and the female, she does it excellently. I mean, it's beautiful. So if you don't want to read it, you could definitely get the audio and you will not be disappointed. Not be disappointed. And I love when an audio is done properly. And all of you friends, this one is done properly. You'll thank me later. Thank you guys again. It's been a fabulous dream coming true doing this first episode of Smutty, Unprintable, Vulgar. Good night.